Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Love a good mystery that leaves you wanting more? Check out my podcast. Hi, I'm Kadra, the host of Perplexity, a Mystery Podcast. I tell tales every single week that have left me perplexed. You'll hear true crime cases, mysterious disappearances, learn about cults, hear baffling sightings of cryptids, chilling paranormal encounters, and even dark and weird history. I release new episodes every Wednesday, and you can listen anywhere podcasts are available. I'm also on Patreon, and you can even watch me on YouTube. Perplexity, a Mystery Podcast. Stories that will leave you perplexed.
You are listening to Perplexity.
Throughout folklore around the world, large flying creatures are often described. Take the dragon, for instance. People have been talking about this massive, fascinating creature for centuries. And in more modern day tales, we have the Birdman, the Mothman, etc. Many of these creatures have similar characteristics, and eyewitness reports have grown to the thousands. What these flying beings may want with us is unclear, but it seems these creatures could be lurking all around us in the shadows. So what would you do if one night you heard the sound of a human baby crying outside of your door? And when you peered out the window, you met the eyes of a 6 to 7 foot tall bird-like entity with a human face? Or what if one night, while you were visiting your loved ones in your local cemetery, you whistled a tune and found something from the shadows would whistle back? This is the story of the legend of La Lechuza. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Perplexity, a Mystery Podcast. As always, I am your host, Kadra, and if you're new here, hello and welcome. I tell tales every single week that have perplexed me, so if you love a good mystery that leaves you wanting more, don't worry, you're in the right place, and be sure to follow along. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. So happy you're here. I have a great and creepy story for you guys today. At the end of this story, I'm also going to read a listener story that inspired this entire episode. So thank you so much to the listener that sent this in. I will shout you out at the end. And I love when you guys write me stories. So thank you for that. Trigger warning for today's episode. This episode will contain disturbing content that is not suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. And as always, all of the sources that were used for today's episode will be down in the show notes. So let's get into this story of La Lechuza. La Lechuza is talked about mostly in South Texas and in regions of Mexico. Stories of La Lechuza are very common in Zavala County, and legends vary, but they stem from Mexico and Tejano folklore. They've been told since Spanish colonial times. One legend tells of a woman named Lechuza who was killed for being a witch. Some variations of the legend say she was resurrected by making a deal with the devil himself. Others say, similar to the legend of skinwalkers, for example, that lechuzas are women who sold their souls in order to gain powers and be a bruja, which is a Spanish witch. They are often people who practiced white magic, like a healer or a witch doctor at first. Another common legend tells how the lechuza is a ghost of an unfaithful person or a ghost of a widowed person. So ultimately, the legend of La Lechuza, like many of these creepy folklore legends, stems from either tragedy, a betrayal, or being power hungry. One thing that also varies a lot from legend to legend of La Lechuza is whether or not La Lechuza is like one big powerful entity, or if there's like multiple lechuzas just flying around everywhere. There's some legends that say there's multiple lechuzas and that each one even has their own turf. And lechuza means owl in Spanish, so it should make sense that La Lechuza is an owl-like entity. But what's really creepy about La Lechuza is it stands at 6 to 7 feet tall and is known to have the human face of a woman and long dark hair. And some say that this entity transforming into an owl is quite symbolic. For example, in European folklore, owls are seen as familiars to witches, and were often used as messengers of death. Lechuzas are reported to be white with enormous wings, but they can also be black or brown. La Lechuza also has similar ties to mythology with other creatures, like the siren from Greek culture, which I've talked about before in my mermaid episode, and the banshee from Ireland and Scotland. I also noticed a lot of similarities to the lore around a mimic, the skinwalkers, and La Llorona. La Lechuza is known to make an unearthly screeching noise when she has basically found her prey. She can also imitate a baby crying, and it's believed that she does this to lure out her prey. She can also imitate a human whistling. So if you hear these types of noises, you are supposed to ignore it. They're also known to scratch on people's doors and windows. And again, this is an attempt to lure you outside. It's believed that lechuza can shapeshift from a human woman into an owl, though some legends say she can also become an eagle. La Lechuza is allegedly a normal woman during the day and transforms into an owl at night. In their female form, they're known to knock on people's doors and ask to be invited in. So this kind of gave me vampire vibes. It's like they have to be invited in before they can kill you. La Lechuza often perches to look for human prey. If they're hungry enough, they will even attack a car full of people using their large talons. They're also known to attack drunk people for some reason. They'll lure prey out by whistling or making strange noises. And if a lechuza catches you, it will take you to its lair to devour you. So pretty creepy. And like a lot of cryptids and folklore I cover on this podcast, I always wonder, what does it mean? Like, if you see one of these creatures, is there any special meaning to it? And similar to other stories I've talked about, there's a lot of beliefs and theories as to what it means if you see La Lechuza. So let's get into it.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
So if you see or hear a lechuza, it can be an omen of death. It could be a warning that something bad is going to happen. This is interesting. If you have a dream about a lechuza, it means that someone in your family will die. Sightings of lechuza are also often accompanied with thunderstorms, and some people say that these creatures have the ability to control the weather, and that they can even drain the batteries of a car. Some people believe that lechuzas are evil, while other people say that they're neither good nor bad. So if you see a lechuza, it's hard to say if this is bad luck, a bad omen, if they're trying to warn you of something, if a family member is going to die, but to me, none of these things are great. So I feel like it's safe to say, if you see la lechuza, just know that something bad is about to happen. So is there any way to protect yourself from la lechuza? Well, according to this folklore, there are several ways. You can drive them away by using salt, and this salt must be free of any type of impurities like iodide. You can curse at la lechuza, because apparently she doesn't like curse words. You can say the Hail Mary backwards in Spanish, which I would have to do the salt, and I could definitely curse at it, but I definitely don't think I could say the Hail Mary backwards in Spanish. I can barely say the alphabet backwards. Other remedies include prayer, tying 7 knots into a string or rope, hiring a good witch who practices white magic to basically help you, or you can blast the creature with a shotgun while it's in its bird form. You can severely injure the bird if there's bullets that have a cross engraved into them. So this gave me like demonic entity vibes. And I feel like these remedies, like the prayer, the tying 7 knots, hiring a good witch, it seems like this would maybe just help the attacks be less severe, but I didn't gather that you can kill la lechuza from any of these things. Some also say that a Mexican shaman can recite a specific prayer, I'm guessing some type of protection prayer. And this was the one thing that in some legends I found, they claim that this could kill la lechuza, but doesn't seem like anything else can. So I guess get yourself a shaman. I also heard a story on another podcast about a woman who got a knock on the door one day from a lechuza in her woman form. So she was knocking, asked to be invited in, and the woman told her, "Be right back, let me get you something." So the homeowner goes and gets some chilies and hands them to la lechuza, and la lechuza just left, basically. She didn't like the spicy chilies. So I guess this could be another kind of like protection or remedy. So let's get into my favorite part of all of these types of legends, the encounter stories. In October of 1975, in Robstown, Texas, townspeople were absolutely terrorized and left speechless by what seemed to have been attacks from la lechuza. Police would receive multiple phone calls from locals claiming that they were seeing a monster-like bird in a wooded area near Bosquez Street and Rab Road. A few accounts of the Robstown Beast described it as being anywhere from 2 to 6 feet tall. When a human face was mentioned, some people said that it was a man's face, and other people said it was a woman's face. A few people said the creature had human feet, and others said it had animal feet. None of the callers reported the same kind of animal either, but all agreed on one point. It had the body of some type of bird, and it was flying around Robstown. An article was run in the local paper by Mike Norman, and this was titled Great Robstown Flying Monster, Elusive Beast. So I have an excerpt from the article here, and I feel like it really puts you in this headspace of what the people of Robstown were experiencing. So I would like to read this. Quote, "It's been a long time since a monster terrorized South Texas. Too long. We've all grown into a sense of security. It's time for us all to snap out of it. Rumors of a flying monster have been flying around Robstown for the past month. As is the way with rumor monsters, this one is rather hard to pin down. But Robstown police have received numerous reports on him. He has the body of a bird and is somewhere between 2 to 6 feet tall. He has 1 foot of a man and another foot like that of an animal. Just what kind of animal varies from report to report. Some people say the monster has the head of a man. Some say the head of a woman. Skeptics might point to the varying descriptions of the monster and discount the possibility that he even exists. That's because they have no experience with monsters. They ought to know you can't pin monsters down like that. Reports say he lives in a wooded area on the west side of Robstown, near the intersection of Rab Road and Bosquez. What does he do? Apparently, he just flies around, the policeman said. The officer tentatively offered an explanation for the stories. He said that about a month ago, a pet bird escaped from a Robstown family and pestered some children on their way to school. Well, the story got around, and it might have grown a little. Anyway, the monster seems publicity shy. Since the report of his possible existence was broadcast on a television news program this week, the rumors have quieted down in Robstown. We've had a lot of calls from out of town wanting to know if it's true, but no more reports from here, the policeman said. I believe he might have gone to banquet. Maybe he's on his way to Alice, the officer conjectured. You could hear his grin even on the phone, end quote. And it seemed police were right. Lalachusa had moved on to hunt in other towns. Because in 1976, another series of sightings would begin. And these sightings would be in Banquet and Alice. By January of 1976, residents in the valley were reporting sightings of a large bird. Two San Benito policemen also spotted the bird, claiming it had a 10 to 12 foot wingspan and it was flying over a lagoon. A radio station even offered a $1,000 reward for the live capture of the elusive creature. One Brownsville resident named Alvarico Guajardo told police he had heard a strange noise outside of his trailer. And when he went outside to investigate, he met the eyes of a bird about 4 feet tall, with a long beak, eyes as big as silver dollars, and with a face more like a bat than a bird. Alvarico would later say to a reporter, quote, "That animal is not from this world. I was scared," end quote. So some have theorized these sightings could have been a rare bird and not something paranormal. Dr. Don Farst with Gladys Porter Zoo in Brownsville theorized it was a South American bird, an Andean condor. These birds are known to have a 10-foot wingspan and stand at 3 to 4 feet tall. They have a bald head and face, so some people may say this is human-like. But this is a South American bird, so my question is, how did this bird end up all the way in Texas? I will say, it's not uncommon, especially I feel like in Texas and Oklahoma, for people to capture and cage a rare animals, like birds. We've heard those stories of, like, you know, the Tiger King. So maybe it was something like that and the bird escaped, but still really crazy and strange. Other people have theorized this could have been a heron bird, which is native to Texas, or even a whooping crane, which is local to North America. However, when I looked at the pictures of a heron and a whooping crane, I was skeptical as to how anyone could have mistaken this for having human-like qualities, or for being not of this world. Like, to me, a heron and a whooping crane seem, like, pretty common in terms of, like, their bird-like qualities. But after the Valley sightings, around the time of the original newscast, this detective named Melvin Arnold received a call from some local kids that the bird was sighted again. When police came out to the wooded area to investigate, they found a creepy bird-like dummy hung up in a tree. Arnold would tell the media, quote, "A bunch of kids fixed them up a dummy of this big bird and hung it in a tree and then called police. We went out there and got it and brought it to the police station," end quote. And they didn't have any sightings after that. So could all of this been the work of a bunch of kids? Or was this something they made as a joke after the sightings? That remains a mystery. So another encounter I came across, and this is short but sweet, is an encounter in San Antonio, Texas. One night, three female friends were driving back from the marketplace when they had a pretty terrifying encounter. As they merged onto Highway 91, a massive owl-like creature suddenly swooped down towards the side of their car. The creature would not leave them alone. It continued tailing them and chasing them, keeping in tow despite the minivan getting faster and faster and faster. At one point, the minivan was going around 70 miles per hour, and the creature still kept time with them. Then there was a bigger problem. The car battery seemed to die. They had to pull over quickly to safety on the side of the road, and they couldn't get their car to start. So imagine you're just on this girly hang shopping trip with your three friends. It's nighttime, and a gigantic bird going 70 miles an hour is attacking your car. And then your car dies. It's like a crazy horror sci-fi movie. So they're starting the car, it's not working, they're trying and trying and trying, and finally on like the fourth or fifth try, the car starts and they were able to get away. When they're getting ready to get away and they turn their headlights on, this would illuminate a large human-sized owl sitting on a telephone pole watching them. The women sped away and luckily were safe, but like I said, there's some legends that say La Lechuza is capable of draining a car battery. So, could this have been a Lechuza experience? After arriving home, the female driver would tell her husband about the incident. She described the owl as being about 7 feet tall, with a wingspan of 15 feet. I also ran across a couple of encounters on Reddit. This one comes from Reddit user Kanachu underscore 2020, and it's titled La Lechuza, the Owl Witch True Story. This is a true story by my mom, and how I almost fell victim to La Lechuza. This happened when I was only a few weeks old, and my mother decided to go to Monterrey, Mexico, to show me her family who lives there. When we got there, my mother told me that her family decided to have a big party to celebrate our arrival. She explained how everyone wanted to hold me and showered me with gifts, as I was the first child of my mother. When it was over, my grandmother took my mom and I to the guest bedroom, where we would be sleeping. My grandma bought an old-school bassinet for me to sleep in, while my mother slept in a bed on the other side of the room. My mom put me in the bassinet and put two small pillows beside me because she was afraid of me accidentally bumping my head. As we got settled, my grandma's Rottweiler named Rocky came in. He didn't want to leave, so he stayed in our room, since he was relatively a gentle dog. It was very hot that night, so to let some air in, my mom opened a sliding glass door that led to a balcony. We were on the second floor, so it felt safe leaving it open. Soon after, she got settled in and went to sleep. It was around 3 a.m. when my mom awoke from the loud growls and barks of Rocky. It was strange to her because he had never acted this way. He was a relatively quiet and gentle dog, so this was alarming to her. She then heard me crying and rushed to my aid. She was left shocked and speechless to what she would make out in the dark. I was flipped over onto my stomach, face down on the mattress. She immediately ran to pick me up and turned her attention to Rocky, who was still growling and barking uncontrollably. She looked up by the balcony, and that's when she saw it. She explained that the creature was the ugliest, most gigantic owl she had ever seen. Its mouth and wings were wide open, and its feathers were black as coal. Rocky ran to the balcony, and in an attempt to catch it, the owl quickly flew away into the darkness. My grandpa quickly came into the room after hearing the commotion. He came to check on us. He found my mother in the middle of the room, on the floor, holding me, like if she was shielding me, and Rocky barking by the balcony into the sky. My mother found a scratch on my leg. She also noticed that the pillows that she had used to keep my head in place were on the other side of the room, as if they were tossed out of the way. Today, my mother tells me that I survived an attempt from La Lechuza. Mexican legend says that La Lechuza is a creature, specifically a witch, who sold her soul to the devil in exchange for power, giving her the ability to transform into a monster, a giant owl. It is said that La Lechuza goes to hunt at night for any potential victims, like animals and drunk people. But more preferably, she loves to hunt for children. Children to snatch and take back to her hut in the mountains, where she would devour them or sacrifice them. Whenever I go visit my family, they always call me Lechucita, as remembrance for surviving La Lechuza's attempt. The real hero here, though, is my grandma's dog, Rocky. He's the one who stopped the owl from doing anything else and chasing it away. If it weren't for him, I don't know what else could have happened. Sadly, he passed away this year. I wouldn't get to see him beforehand as I live in the U.S., but I'll always remember him as a hero. My mother bought Rocky at least 10 bags of treats for protecting us that night. I'm 17 years old today, and I still have a small scar on my leg, the same place where my mom told me the owl had scratched me. Though I know logically that it could have just been a regular, oddly gigantic owl, it doesn't explain why it would have come into the house, picked up and tossed the pillows, and left me face planted with a small scratch that never healed properly. And then she has an update here saying that she mentioned this story to her mother again recently, and she was corrected with one part of the story, and it's creepy. My mother had heard me crying and ran to my aid. She could not see that well in the dark, but she told me that La Lechuza was not perched on the balcony railing. I had misheard her the first time she told me the story. It was perched on the bassinet, the opposite side of where she was standing, staring at her with its wings out and its mouth wide open. After stepping back from the startle, with me in her arms, my mom said that Rocky had actually lunged at the creature and knocked over that bassinet. La Lechuza flew onto the balcony railing, but as Rocky continued to chase it, it escaped into the night sky. So it was like lurking over the bassinet, just ready to pounce. So horrifying and creepy. The second story comes from Reddit user Queen Holly Lolly. I swear on my life that I saw that bird. I saw it when I was about 9 or 10. I lived in south of San Antonio along 35 between two little towns called Von Ormy and Lytle. I was at home alone waiting for my dad to get home from work. I was on the couch watching SpongeBob, which was my favorite show. It was a bit late. The sun had set maybe an hour or so before. But the moon was full and lit everything enough that you could see like a dim light was on. My grandma's house was on the same plot of land, about a few hundred yards in front of my house. I looked out the window because I saw movement near her back door. I thought my dad had stopped by there first and was walking home. I ran outside on the front porch to wave at him and yell hello. But it was not my dad that I saw out there. I saw a massive bird. I mean, this thing had to have been the size of Big Bird from Sesame Street. My kid memory might be exaggerating that a little, but it was huge. Much bigger than any hawk or buzzard I had seen before. It was sitting on the picnic table at my grandma's yard and was looking dead at me. I froze, but didn't feel too scared. I was just really interested in this giant bird outside. It was jet black. All I could see was the outline of it and the eyes shining in the moonlight. I slowly went back inside and peeked at it through the window on the front door. I was so amazed by it. I had never seen anything like it. We stared at each other like this for a few minutes. Suddenly, it spread its wings and flew away. I told my dad about it when he got home, and he laughed it off. But I told my grandma the next morning while eating breakfast, and she went crazy. She started saying prayers and rubbing eggs on me and stuff. Then she told me the story of La Lechuza, which I had never heard before. It sent shivers down my spine, knowing that it was staring at me so intensely. After thinking about it for a few days, though, I started to wonder, maybe if it wasn't there to hurt me, but to warn me about something. Sure enough, a few weeks later, a huge storm came through. There was a funnel cloud nearby, but it never actually touched down. The winds did do a lot of damage to my house, but my grandma's was completely untouched. And that picnic table was the only piece of furniture outside that wasn't blown away. If you have any questions or need something clarified, you can ask me all you want. I vividly remember that night, and I'm more than happy to elaborate. End quote. Okay, so I have one more Reddit story, and then we will get into the listener story. So this Reddit story comes from Reddit user, I don't know how to say this, FENTL00ZER. So they say, I've lived in South Texas all my life. And being Latino, I've always heard of all the Latino ghosts, you know, like La Llorona, El Chupacabra, La Lechuza. Now, for a lot of you who do not know what La Lechuza is, it's literally a witch that through magic transformed into an owl and does a lot of bad stuff. And of course, the Lechuza can also whistle instead of hooting, though some owls do shriek or whistle. So anyway, this happened about 20 years ago. I've always been a night owl myself, or a night crawler, as I like to call myself. And of course, my friends are also night crawlers. So one night, around 3:30 a.m., after hanging out with a friend, we decided to call it a night, and he drove me home. But we decided to chill a little bit outside the house before he left. He stood on the driver's side of the truck, while I stood on the passenger side, but in the back. The sky was clear, and I remember the moon was out. It was a full moon, or almost a full moon. We heard this whistle, and we both looked up at exactly the same time. We had both heard the same thing. Then we saw a bird. A huge bird. And then we heard the wind, or not the wind, but when the bird would flap its wings, you could hear the flap of it. We were just silent with our mouths open, and we saw it like move swiftly through the night sky and we literally kept looking at it while it disappeared in the horizon. But it was, I swear to you, miles away, and we could see it. We could still see the wings flapping up and down. We looked at each other after about 5 minutes, and we both just said, "Lala Chusa." Never again did I see anything like that. I can still tell you that I am awake at night and looking up into that sky. In a way, I kind of want to see something like this again, because I really want to know if it was Lala Chusa or just a barn owl. End quote. So now let's hear the listener story that inspired this episode. This was submitted by Mario Lopez, and he did give me permission to share his name. The story comes from the Rio Grande Valley in West Laco, Texas. This listener was visiting an old cemetery in West Laco. He said it's like the oldest cemetery in the area, and he had a very unsettling experience. So Mario says, "During the time I was in Rio Grande Valley, I was dating this girl who was obsessed with the paranormal. She would always talk about lechuzas and shadow people. So I decided to give it a shot, invited a homie of mine to go explore it with me. I picked up my ex-girlfriend at the time, and they picked up one of my homies who I was stationed with to go to the cemetery after sundown, when things started to get very dark. You know, we joke around, say crazy stuff. My ex at the time dared me to whistle while we walked through the cemetery, so I whistled. And out of nowhere, something whistled back at us. We were all shocked that it actually worked. Well, shit got more crazy as we acknowledged the presence of something there. There was a really horrible smell that followed us around. The description was like burnt eggs to me. My friend told me it smelled like sulfur, but we could never figure out that horrible smell or where it was coming from. Then, the three of us started seeing shadows running through the gravestones. They were shadows of some type of animal. It looked like a really huge dog, but in the form of a shadow. We all agreed, I think it's time to leave, because everybody felt weird, sick to our stomach without a cause. Our hearts were beating fast. It was a really weird feeling we had all had after seeing that shadow figure. So we headed back to my Jeep, which was parked by this tree, kind of hidden due to a certain time the cemetery closes. We didn't want to get in trouble, but that's not the point. The crazy shit was, we saw three owls staring at us while we were all getting in my Jeep. Then the three owls followed us to the exit of the cemetery. That was the first time I visited West Laco Cemetery. There have also been a few other times I visited, but each time was a different experience than the last. I'll save that for another story." End quote. That is so scary. And it makes me think too of like the stories of the Appalachians and how you're not supposed to whistle in the woods because people say that if you whistle, it invites spirits in. So it's like the second that he whistled, that kind of invited Lala Chusa in. Because remember, when she like knocks on women's doors, she's like, or knocks on people's houses, she's like, "Can I come in?" So maybe in nature, in like its owl form, the way you can invite it in is through whistling. Really, really creepy stuff. The shadow figures of like a dog-like animal is interesting too. I wonder what that's about. But now I feel like I need to look into West Laco Cemetery. And Mario, I would love to hear your other stories. So thank you for writing that in. And if you guys have stories, you can always send those to perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So we may never know if La Lechuza is real or if she's a tulpa, if she's something paranormal, if it's just a creepy big-ass bird. But I do find this folklore really special and creepy, fascinating, and the legend of La Lechuza is certainly perplexing. So that is the story of La Lechuza. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would love it so much if you followed along with me for other tales each week. You can leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify if you're listening there. If you're watching on YouTube, you can hit the subscribe button and the notification button, like this video, and leave a comment. Have you heard of La Lechuza before? Have you had a creepy bird experience? I would love to hear about it. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment too about what you thought about this episode. I read all of the comments and love to hear y'all's feedback. And if you really want to support the show, you can become a patron. You can become a patron supporter by just joining the Perplexity supporter tier. It's $1. And I might throw some free things out, but you get ad-free episodes, you get a welcome letter from me, a shout-out on the show. And then there's also the $3 tier, the Perplexed Society, and that's where you get exclusive bonus content. And I have my Daughters of the Cult coverage on there, my American Nightmare coverage I just did is on there. I have tons of creepy stories from the internet, and side stories with other podcasters, personal stories. There's all kinds of stuff on there. So if you are just so perplexed and you can't get enough, definitely go check out the Patreon. And with that, I would like to welcome one of my new patrons. So welcome to Ashley H. Thank you so much for joining the Perplexed Society. Thank you so much for listening. You all are amazing. I hope you have a great week and stay safe. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Perplexity, a mystery podcast, hosted, written, and produced by Kadra Brennan. If you enjoyed today's episode, tell the world about it by going to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leaving a 5-star review. It helps the show more than you know. Contact, support, and merch links can be found in the episode description. And if you have a story to share or a topic request, send an email to perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com. Kadra would love to read your story on the podcast. Until next week, stay curious. Thank you for listening to Perplexity, a mystery podcast, hosted, written, and produced by Kadra Brennan. If you enjoyed today's episode, tell the world about it by going to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leaving a 5-star review. It helps the show more than you know. Contact, support, and merch links can be found in the episode description. And if you have a story to share or a topic request, send an email to perplexitymysterypodcast@gmail.com. Kadra would love to read your story on the podcast. Until next week, stay curious.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.